Dylan, you've had a wonderful year.
It's been my best year numerically, so all things have been going well.
What can you put that down to?
Hard work and support, and need a bit of luck on your side as well. I'm very lucky. I've been based to Joseph from the start, and he's looked after me really well the whole way through. And Kevin, my agent, does a good job as well, getting me outside rides. And you need a bit of luck on your side, but it's down to the horse you're on as well at the end of the day. And if you don't have them, you're going to struggle.
I always think over here there's very few double meetings. Every day you're riding against the best, and I would have thought as a jockey that can only make you better and make you improve, and there's no easy day as such.
Yeah, most definitely. Every day is a learning day, and every day you go out onto the track you do learn something, and you have to, if you want to be improving all the time and competing with the best in there. You know, it is a very competitive way room, and it's tough, so you need to be at your best every day and keep getting better.
I remember when you started riding, you've grown a little bit. Has this been a tough year in terms of you getting your fitness right and the fact that you've just grown a little bit?
No, it's actually been, it's been fine. My weight's fairly settled last year or two, and I know I've grown up a little bit, but my weight's fairly set, so no, very happy with the way things are going, and hopefully I can keep on continuing that way.
I'm a regular race goer, but nearly as regular as your mum and dad. You see them, they travel all over the country to support you. You know, I think there must be a wonderful thing for you to walk into the winner's enclosure to spot your mum and dad and them beaming with pride when you were the winner.
Yeah, definitely. When you come back in, the two of them's always there, grinning from ear to ear. So they've been there from the very start, and obviously I wouldn't be here without them. And it was the same from the whole way through, since my childhood pony racing. My whole family's been like that. My uncles, Adrian and Hugh, and everyone else involved. You know, I've got so much support from a young age, and it's good now that they can come and enjoy themselves with no pressure and just enjoy what's happening. And I'm glad I can repay them riding the winners. It all helps.
Over the last 2 years, what would be the one major learning that you've taken that has made you a better rider and a better jockey?
Your last winner is only as good as yours, you know, that kind of way. The next day you can go out, you can come back down to very low as well. So just staying level, trying to keep improving, and you know, do the best you can every day.
Do you want to say hello to Woody McCurry?
Yeah, he's always a messer, I'm sure. He's never going to change, that's just him. But no, things have been going great. But as you said, you just need to keep on improving, learn as much as you can, and take the small things on board.
Is there one race this year that you've got more satisfaction out of than anything else?
Well, obviously winning Group 1s is very important. We got two of them, one in Germany and one here in the National Stakes. And you know, winning a Group 1 here in the car is very important, and that probably topped them all off.
What's the winter holding for you now?
I'm planning on going to Sydney for a few months over to Ciarán Mar again, gain a bit more experience and get away and try and learn as much as possible. But he looked after me great when I was over there last time with David Eustace as well. He's obviously in Hong Kong now, but I'll be heading back over there, and hopefully we can bang in a couple of winners there too.
I'm going racing for 40 years, I think. I think momentum is everything for a rider. If they miss a bit of time off, if they take time off, it's quite hard to get back on the, get going again. Do you think that that's important for you to get over there and to maintain that momentum and keep up the revs?
100%. It's very important for your fitness and sharpness as well. You know, they're very tactically aware over there, and everything happens very fast. So coming back off that, you know, coming into the new season in March, it's definitely a big help that you might have a little advantage over the rest of the guys. It's a bit rusty starting off, but you know, learning all the different tracks and the way they ride all around the world is very important as well. But I definitely agree, it's a big, you know, it's a big thing to
have. How often will you race over there? Or it's only, I know it's only a day or two in Dundalk from November, but
yeah, there'd be racing every single day. Country tracks is on every day, but city would be mainly on in the weekends then, and they're the places you want to be riding the winners.
I suppose there's going to be a little bit of downtime, I assume, at some stage over the winter.
Yeah, I'll head away for a week after the season finishes up to Donegal and see everybody and see all the faces that's well away from the car in places like this, and just chill out, so, and then I'll be heading off.